Meet you all the way. Trail Mix 103.1.
Thank you. Kim Wilde on Trail Mix 103.1 following the Cranberries. That was You Keep Me Hanging On from Kim there, and the Cranberries brought you Dreams a moment ago. Toto and George Michael have been here, starting with Faith and Rosanna in reverse order. Shout out to you there with Faith. Good morning. Happy Friday. Gray here with you this Friday morning. I'm here kind of on a weird basis today because Joel is kind of popping out halfway through his morning show. So I will be here actually kind of most of the morning because Joel is leaving at 8, which means birthdays and shopping show over on our sister station 98Q. But those two things don't take a heck of a lot of time, so I'm basically just going to keep things as normal here today from 6 a.m. all the way through 10 a.m., and then I'll pop up again at 11 to bring you that 11 o'clock hour keyword with Joel handling the rest of the day as he has been all week. Then when it comes to 98Q country, I will be there on a pretty normal basis with the exception of the end of the day with the Brewers picking up at 6:35 p.m. today. I love having a microphone on a boom. I actually have been walking around my small studio as I've been talking to you here, describing that schedule. Why? Because the Brewers schedule is across the room and written in small print, which I'm pretty sure I could have read from afar, maybe 3 or 5 years ago. I think it's time to make an eye doctor appointment. And speaking of eyes, I finally decided the only thing worse than human beings and their operation of their own headlights and their timing is the automatic system. Holy cow, I didn't think that the auto headlights could be worse, but let me tell you what. Your brakes go 500 feet, people! Please don't wait until you're 50 feet in front of me to turn them off. Ouch! All right, that's how my day started. Hopefully yours is starting better, and hopefully Trail Mix can have a hand in that. Check of the weather coming up next.
Trail Mix 103.1.
This year, the adventure is calling louder than ever before. Craft your own magic at the Wicked Wand Workshop. Race for glory at the Ninja Warrior Challenge, or battle for honor at the Viking Invasion. Plus, enjoy classic favorites like live armored combat jousting, or slay your hunger with tasty turkey legs. The Minnesota Renaissance Festival is back with new adventures. Get your tickets now at renaissancefest.com. Huzzah!
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love. Like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
D&D Tire and Auto brings you the Go for the Gold Text to Win contest on Trail Mix 103.1 Park Falls. More than oil changes, tires, tune-ups, diagnostics, towing, your Cooper and Goodyear dealer with free lifetime rotations and community pride.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school, the stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight. Our low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and to make us still remember.
We can build this dream.
Right mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
I'm not afraid to
Stacey Q, Two of Hearts, Starship just before that, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, and Gautier started a 7 in a row that'll continue next with Seal and Rat. That's the thing about Gautier, though. I don't even need to tell you what song it was if you know that it was Gautier, even if you didn't hear it. You know what song it was. That's a one-hit wonder for you. The Bee Gees and the Cutting Crew are coming up next after Seal and after Rat. Then a look back at history. To me, a fascinating look at the difference between radio and television. You watch one, you listen to the other. Thanks, bud. How about a better difference than that? Coming up after four more. Here's Kiss from a Rose.
That when it snows, my eyes become large, and the light that you shine can't be seen. Baby, I can pay you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, stranger it feels, yeah. And now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the a man can tell you, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become alert and the light that you shine can't be seen? So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen?
Trail Mix 103.1.
You are.
Right mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Too many times. Oh, what? What? I'm dying in your arms tonight.
The Cutting Crew on Trail Mix, Died in Your Arms. The Bee Gees were there, Staying Alive a moment ago, and we heard from The Rat, Round and Round, just before those two. Today's date, but 65 years ago to the day, there was in Chicago the first televised debate between presidential candidates. It was between Nixon and Kennedy. And this was interesting because, first of all, it was the first televised debate, and these debates weren't required. Both Nixon and Kennedy went into this thinking that it would be good for their campaigns, that they would basically win. Nixon refused makeup for his appearance, which made his stubble stand out on black and white TV screens. That, combined with his light gray suit, which coincidentally matched the backdrop of the set, and worse, kind of seemed to match his skin tone, made for an interesting look for Nixon. That led to the famous quote from Chicago Mayor Richard Daley, quote, "They've embalmed him before he even died," end quote. By the end of four debates, all televised but also played on the radio, opinion was split. And interestingly, it was split along the lines of how they took in the debate. Radio listeners favored Nixon because he sounded more prepared for the topics at hand when you listened on radio. TV viewers heavily favored Kennedy, who was clearly at ease on stage next to a very awkward-looking Nixon. Showmanship. Kennedy relaxed, he put his shoulders back, he smiled, and he answered calmly. Nixon, you could have heard it a little bit on radio, stammered a little bit, but his physical body language was, well, downright awful when it came to trying to win people over. So radio listeners were Nixon folks. TV viewers thought Kennedy was the man, and that is fascinating to me. Of course, we know who ended up winning. They both ended up president. One assassinated, the other in a disgrace. But this day in 1960, history on Trail Mix. Weather's up next.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight. Our low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 48.
We are on the cusp of our first keyword of the day. How often do you get to use the word cusp? Pretty sure the only answer to that question is not often enough. Trot that one out now and again. It'll make you look arrogant. Here's Rod Stewart, keyword coming at 7.
Some guys have fallen in love. Some guys have fallen in vain. Some guys get all the breaks. Some guys do nothing but complain. Alone in a crowd, on a bus after work, and I'm dreaming there. The guy next to me.
You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.